The keynote speaker for the ceremony at UWF was Vice Admiral Richard Buchanan, U.S. Navy retired.
I want to take some time today to recognize that on Veterans Day, we remember those men and women who have made possible our way of life, our freedoms, and the rights, privileges, opportunities, and responsibilities we enjoy as Americans.
Admiral Buchanan served over 30 years on active duty and was trained as a nuclear submarine officer with extensive operational experience in both nuclear attack and ballistic missile submarines. His posts as a flag officer included Director of Operations and Logistics at U.S. Strategic Command. In his remarks, Buchanan acknowledged those military men and women that he referred to as patriots, who have stood watch over this nation's liberty since its founding in 1776. And while those individuals were drafted to serve for most of our history, he points out that the U.S. has had an all-volunteer force since 1973.
Almost 50 years we have been dealing with people who have made the commitment to our country to serve and to be able to risk their lives, because everybody who is in the military has the potential to put their life at risk at some point, and they're serving to keep our country free and to keep the opportunities that allow us to have the greatest democracy in the world available to all of our citizens.
Admiral Buchanan says it's important not only to thank those who've chosen to serve in the U.S. Armed Forces, but to also find out more about what that service really means.
Unfortunately, the statistics indicate that only about 5 or 7% of our American citizens have actually served in the military. So we are shrinking the knowledge base for our citizens about what it means to serve. And I think that has significant ramifications about how we use our military and the commitments we are making to people, to places around the world where those people would be at risk when they're serving in the military. So I think there's a lot to be learned, and we need to do it more than just one day of the year.
On this day, I think of my brother, who's a Marine veteran. I think of a lot of my friends that we served together on submarine force back when I first joined in 78 and retired in 04.
Mark Churchwell is a Navy veteran, and he's director of the Military and Veterans Resource Center at UWF, which organized the university's Veterans Day observance.
And it's so easy to think back as a submariner, the good times and how much we really enjoyed it. But on these days, when you really reflect back and you think of your shipmates, you remember those tough, tough times when you had some pretty serious things happen, some horrible casualties. Fortunately, I had no shipmates on board lose their life, but we had some pretty significant casualties. And you remember those things that you tend to block out through normal day life.
According to Churchwell, for many veterans, observances like Veterans Day help to unlock such long-buried memories of their service.
Today is special because it does lend itself to some deep reflection and remember how powerful it was to have served and done what we did and continue to do as veterans, pulling together to support each other and to support our country.
This year's Veterans Day observance at UWF was held in the University Commons Conference Center. It included an MIA POW remembrance. It also featured a video highlighting the military service of many of the 200 or so veterans on the UWF staff. They make up about 10% of the university's total workforce. UWF's military-affiliated student body is about 3,000 or 28%. Churchwell says about 70 of them seek services on a daily basis at the MVRC, which just this week celebrated its 10,000th visitor. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.